Good afternoon, everybody. It's good to see everybody in person again. My kids got the COVID shot last week, so I'm back.
Welcome Sanders, back.
Next, yeah. Sanders' Yay. Happiness, apparently, and maybe a few other people's chagrin. Listen, I'd like to go ahead and call the November 8th meeting of the Brownsville Public Utility Board to order. I have 5 o'clock. Let's see. The first thing we have is a confirmation of quorum with 4 board members present. Mr. Rendon is on the way. And do we have anybody online?
No.
On the board? Okay.
The mayor's going to come in later.
Oh, okay. All right. Ritual. Great. Excellent. So we have sufficient for a quorum, so that is met. Any public comments?
None.
None? Thank you. Hi. All right. Sandra Lang for joining us, too.
Good evening.
Great. So no public comments. So we'll go ahead and move on to the consent agenda item of the agenda. Are there any questions on the consent agenda items? It's a longer list than normal. Any questions from board members?
No.
Not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda item in bulk. First, Mr. Sampaio, a second from Ms. O'Quinn. Any further discussion? None heard. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Any opposed? None heard. Consent agenda items approved. 1-10. Next item will be to recess to close meeting to consider matters pursuant to Texas Government Code Chapter 551. In the closed meeting, we will be discussing a few items. It's going to take a sec for me to read them, so please bear with me. Item number one, meeting with Board Legal's Counsel for advice about contemplated and pending court administrative litigation and on matters in which the duty of the attorney under Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct conflicts with Chapter 551-071 and Section 551-086. 1A, legal requirement for board to make decision in near future of whether to accept a refund from ERCOT for overcharge during Winter Storm Uri and incur debt or to opt out of acceptance of the refund. Item 1B, brief summary of facts related to 1A. Item 2, interview vendors for security guard services to determine firm qualifications for implementation and personnel to provide security for the BPUB facilities in accordance with Section 551-076. Item number 3, deliberation of vendor proposals to determine firm qualifications for implementation of personnel to provide security for the BPUB facilities and discuss terms and conditions of contract for annual security guard services in accordance with Section 551.071 and .076. Item number 4, consultation with the Board's legal counsel regarding the proposed MOU, that's Memorandum of Understanding between the PUB of Brownsville and the Brownsville City Employees Federal Credit Union in accordance with Section 551.071. And finally, item number 5, discussion relating to appointments to the officers of the Chief Operating Officer and the Chief Financial Officer in accordance with Section 551.074. I'll entertain a motion to move to closed session.
So moved.
I have a first from Mr. Sampaio, a second from Ms. O'Quinn. Any further discussion? None heard. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? We have authority to move to closed session. Please do so. Let us know when you're ready.
Okay, just give us a few minutes so we can disconnect and connect.
Hello. So disconnect, then it's okay. It's fine.
You let me know when we're ready, right?
Okay.
We're ready? Okay. Thank you, everybody, and thanks for being patient with such a lengthy closed session. For item number one, consideration and possible action on items discussed in closed meeting. There were several items discussed, but there was no action taken in closed meeting that will not be, that does not have a corresponding individual consideration item in open session. So there's nothing to report on item number one. Item number two, the general manager's report. I discussed with Mr. Busiak that we'll go ahead and forego the financial report in the interest of time, if that's okay, Mike and the rest of the board members. But Mr. Busiak, please take it away for the board calendar and any other things you have for the GM report.
Okay. Good with that.
Okay. There's nothing from GM. Moving on to item three, discussion and possible action regarding a request from the City of Brownsville for the release of $10 million from the Brownsville Public Utilities Board City Transfer for fiscal year 2021 related to the February winter storm.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, Mike Menez and I did go down to City Hall last Tuesday and met before the commission. We presented our letter of October 12th. And discuss the reasonings for the request to share in the cost of that $10 million. After deliberation, the commission voted not to accept our request, and so we are obligated now to send them the full $10
million. I mean, if we don't have the choice, sir.
Do we need action?
No. We are going to need action on that. Yes. Or no?
Yeah, well, it is an action item. I put it as an action item. As a direction of the board.
This is item number three?
Yes.
Okay.
I put it as an action item, just you know, direct me to.
Okay, any discussion on that? That's merely we can do.
I think we've already discussed
we've
it.
Tried.
We've tried.
We tried. All right, level best. I will say that I spoke with some folks, and there is, I can see their point. I don't necessarily like it, and I think it's for the record, I think it's we could have met halfway, but we're contractually obligated to do so. And I think that this is an opportunity for us to visit this understanding, this agreement, and for the future in case this happens again. And I have that on my list of things to do. So revisit and see what potentially putting a cap on these things, or if the cap isn't, if PUB is going to be put in any kind of financial straits or duress because of that, which is not the case in this case because we've done such a great job, that would be mitigated, okay, and that there would be some outs that the city would have at least to look at and follow with us. So we'll be working on that as well, John, for the future.
Okay.
But in the interim, to put this one to bed, I will entertain a motion to that we release the $10 million as obligated by contract. I have a first from Mr. Sampaio.
Second.
And a second from the Vice Chair. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? You have authority to go through that.
That's great.
And then item number four, consideration and approval of minutes of the September 29th, 2021 regular meeting. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
I have a first from Ms. Langley and a second from Mr. Sampaio. Any further discussion? Unheard. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unheard. September 29th meetings are approved. Meeting minutes are approved. Item number five, discussion of the quarterly investment activity report for period ending September 30th, 2021, pursuant to Chapter 2256.023 of the Public Funds Investment Act. Mike?
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I'll be presenting the investment report. This is for informational purposes only. No action is required. In accordance with the Public Funds Investment Act, we are required to provide the board with quarterly investment reports. I'll be presenting the investment report for the period ended September 30, 2021. There are two reports attached, a long version and a short version. I will be reporting on the short portion, which I believe is the second report in your package. Its title is Quarterly Investment Report. We'll go ahead and get started on page two. Here we report the different instruments in the investing, which are your agency securities, bank deposits, investment pools, money markets, certificates of deposit. when we had a total market value in the portfolio of $220,428,785 as of September 30, 2021. The overall yield was at 9 basis points, or 0.09%. The yield continues to decrease from the 6 previous quarterly reports. Our agency securities actually matured on September 2021, so we currently don't hold any agency securities at year end. Our bank deposits with Wells Fargo yielded 25 basis points, and the investment pools earned between 1 and 9 basis points, and the certificates of deposit earned 10 basis points. Moving on to page 3, we provide the distribution of the investments by instrument. All these investments are within the investment policy limits. On page 4, we compare our overall yield to the 91-day Treasury bill. The Treasury rate for September 2021 was 5 basis points versus previous yield of 9 basis points. And on page 5, we compare our overall yield to the S&P government investment pool. The S&P government pool yielded 3 basis points versus PEB's 9 basis points. So we do continue to see that rates continue to drop from a high of 2.42% back in June of 2019 to the 0.09% here in September 2021. This concludes my report. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Have any questions? I see no questions. Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it. No action required on number 5. Moving on to item number 6, consideration and possible action to authorize the general manager and chief executive officer to negotiate and execute a contract for security guard services.
Chairman, members of the board, the request for proposal process for BB security guard services was initiated with the advertisement of the invitations to submit proposals. The advertisements were in the Boston Herald on May 15th and on September 9th. BB acknowledged the sent open for proposals. A review committee comprised of PB staff evaluated the submitted proposals. The PB staff and the board of directors interviewed the 4 vendors to assist in the selection of a qualified vendor. The 4 vendors are Armor Security, Lloyd's Investment, SunState Security, and Red Security Enterprise. PB staff recommends the board authorize the general manager and chief executive officer to negotiate and execute a contract with a selected vendor for amount not to exceed the price submitted by the selected vendor for a 3-year period with the PB's option to renew each year for security guard services at the Boston Public Utilities Board facility.
Thank you. I will entertain motion for vendors.
Staff's recommendation.
Staff's recommendation is Red Securing America, and their proposal is
$1,614,348.40. Oh, sorry, I'm here. Yeah.
Ms. Lepio,
first.
Second.
And a second for Ms. O'Quinn. I have a first and final second for Ms. O'Quinn. Any further discussion? I heard all in favor of selecting vets for Vet Security America for approximately $1.614 million. Please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None heard. Motion passes as directed by the board. Thank you. Are we good there? Everybody?
Yes.
Okay. And let a little off kilter start. Okay. Moving on to item number 7, consideration of possible action of the Brownsville Public Utilities Board basic life, accidental death and dismemberment, voluntary life, accidental death and dismemberment, group long-term disability, voluntary short-term disability, voluntary group cancer, dread disease, voluntary group vision, and voluntary group critical care insurances. Mr. Nunes.
Chairman, members of the board, we do have a presentation.
I apologize for interrupting. I'm unable to share.
Okay, the board has the presentation, so we'll just move on.
Yes.
Okay. On page 2, you see that we do have an employee insurance fee that looks at the item and moves the item to them.
Okay.
And we can move on to page 4.
There we go.
Okay, there we go. Page 4. This is the outline of the presentation this evening. And we go to page number 5. Again, this policy year is from January to December, and we're on the last year of a 3-year contract, so we need to go up with the proposals for next year or the years after that. We do use an independent insurance consultant, Mr. Weffy & Associates, and Ken Weffy is an independent insurance consultant, and he'll be going over his, he does evaluate the proposals, and we'll be going over his evaluation and his recommendation. We want to go to you, page six. We do have two types of insurances that we look at. One's our basic, those are ones that are purchased by PUB, and you see the two, we buy basic term life and AD&D and long-term disability. The other insurance is optional, meaning the employees can buy them if they choose to buy those insurances. We also have voluntary life there and short-term disability. And then on page seven, we also have group vision, group cancer, dread disease, and group critical care insurance. On the request for proposals, we go to page nine. Again, this item was open for 3.5 weeks, and we acknowledged the proposals in August. We're going to go to page 10, and this is where Mr. Weffey is going to go over the proposals that were received and his evaluation of those proposals. Mr. Weffey? Mr. Weffey, we're on page 10.
I'm trying to get on, but.
You're on.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Page 10, Mr. Weffey.
All right. We received 19 proposals. It was a very good response for 8 insurance plans. And this required a total of 65 tabulations. So it was a very good response that we had. Could now move to the next slide, Lucy.
Yes, we're on page 11. Mr. Weffey, we're on page 11.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. All right, I'm on. You're on page 9. All right. We're going to page 11. This is telling us the PBUB life and disability insurance proposals. And the premium is paid by Brownsville Public Utilities Board for the life and the LTD. And so that amount is $73,161. Then there's voluntary life, and there's also voluntary short-term disability. The need for short-term disability is important because a person will go through the 6-month elimination period on the LTD, but they need the short-term disability as a bridge to get to the long-term disability. So when we put the numbers together, our opinion, the best value proposal was the basic life and disability insurance provided by agent Robert Ramirez that provided the lowest annual premium of $73,161 that is paid by BPUB. This also provides short-term disability, and there are a couple of proposals that did not offer the short-term disability. So the recommendation is to continue with the program that we have today. We could go to the next slide.
Page 12.
This is providing the summary of the premiums that will be paid, and this is on an annual basis. At the top, the annual cost for what is paid by Brownsville Public Utilities Board would be the basic life, accidental death and disability insurance, the long-term disability insurance, and the cafeteria plan administration. The total cost annual premium is $77,361. Then moving down to the voluntary insurance coverages, recommendations would be the voluntary life AD&D continuation with the current program that you have, agent services provided by Robert Ramirez of FAR Texas. The voluntary short-term disability provided by Dearborn Life, which is a subsidiary of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. The agent I'm at would be Robert Ramirez of FAR Texas. The voluntary group vision, we would recommend the change to the Higginbotham agency in Brownsville for their Sun Life proposal for the voluntary group vision insurance. For the voluntary group critical insurance, we recommend continuation with the current claim administrator and agent, Jason Booth, administrator, Bay Bridge administrator, using Metropolitan Life. For the voluntary group cancer dread disease, the recommendation would be continuation with Metropolitan Life, claim administrator, Bay Bridge administrator, and the agent, again, being Jason Booth out of Austin, Texas. So we put the numbers together, the total annual cost for the amount paid by BPUB would be $77,361, which is no change. Then for the voluntary products, that would be $344,835 for a total annual cost of $422,196. That would be my my recommendations.
UV staff recommends the renewal of UV's employee benefits insurances as recommended by Whipping Associates and authorizing the BPUB General Manager and Chief Executive Officer to designate a time period for open enrollment for the January 1st through December 31st, 2022 policy period.
Okay, great. Thank you. At this point, I'll entertain a. Are there any questions, actually, any discussion? No, folks are. All right, I'll entertain a motion to accept staff recommendation.
So moved.
I have a first, Mr. Sampaio.
Second.
And a second from Ms. Langley. First and a second, any further discussion? None heard. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None opposed. Item 7 passes unanimously. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 8, consideration of possible action on a proposed MOU or memorandum of understanding between the Public Utilities Board of Brownsville and the Brownsville City Employees Federal Credit Union.
Chairman, board members, PUB has been a part of the Brownsville City Employees Federal Credit Union since 1983. Currently, we have approximately 301 employees who are active with and are contributing funds to a credit union account. Membership in the credit union provides our employees and retirees access to financial services that are typically provided by financial institutions such as savings accounts, loans, and online banking. Transactions between PUB employees and the credit union are handled electronically through payroll deductions. PUB staff recommends approval of the proposed memorandum of understanding between the Public Utilities Board of Brownsville and the Brownsville City Employees Federal Credit Union, with a modification for PUB to pay up to one-third of the credit union CEO salary and benefits.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Guerra. Any discussion?
Some modifications legally recommended?
Yes,
that's correct. It's all moved to accept the recommendation with incorporating the modifications recommended by the.
Okay, I have a first.
Second.
And a second, the first from Mr. Sampaio, a second from Ms. Langley, that is recommending the staff action with modifications by legal as annotated. Any further discussion? None heard. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None heard. Item number 8 passes with modifications from legal. Thank you. That wraps it up. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
I have a first.
Second.
And a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And third. Folks, we stand adjourned. Thank you very much. I know it's a long evening and it's already dark outside. Please drive home safely.
Yes, it is dark.
That's right. I'm going to try to meet this week.
Oh, Lord. Uh-uh.